WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The French filmmaker Bertrand Tavernier is probably best known to American audiences for his 1986 film Round Midnight, about an aging American jazz musician living in Paris. Tavernier's new movie is Daddy Nostalgia. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
With its icky title and its sometimes irritating mannerisms, Daddy Nostalgia isn't the greatest French movie you've ever seen, not by a long shot. But it's good enough to remind us of what once made French movies so special. It has that familiar, breathtaking intimacy, that literacy and tenderness, and it has an insouciant way of shrugging off the demands of plot and storyline to get at something deeper and more touching. Look at the other big French movies around at the moment. Cyrano de Bergerac, like Jean de Florette before it, is the kind we in America seem to be gobbling up these days. We don't make costume period pictures anymore because they're too expensive, so the French do it for us. Then there's the new hit La Femme Nikita, a ghastly pop art shoot-em-up that plays like a Helmut Newton photograph in motion. The heroine looks like a model, lives with her schlumpy boyfriend, and has a secret life as a top assassin for the French government. Right. The director, Luc Besson, is trying to make a gut-wrenching American action picture with a little ooh-la-la on top. By contrast, Bertrand Tavernier isn't trying to do anything except zero in on the tiny landscape he's carved out for himself. Daddy Nostalgia's heroine, Caroline, played by Jane Birkin, is a struggling writer in Paris who's just left her husband. Now her English father, played by Dirk Bogarde, is dying in a little town on the Riviera, and Caroline travels down to nurse him and to comfort her mother, a French woman played by Odette Laure. The mother has become ingrown and stern, the father frightened and yet eager to wrench just a little more pleasure from life. The daughter wants to give and get as much love as she can in the few days or weeks her father has left. The movie's built almost completely of conversations among these three, most of them as aimless and pretty and slightly overwritten as this one, between Bogarde and Birkin on a hotel terrace in Cannes.
Do you think that they've got whiskey clouds up there for the souls of poor alcoholics?
Well, if God exists, it's the least he could do.
Well, from what I know of him, he's not over bright.
Frightened?
No, no. I'm very, very angry. I'm not ready to leave the party. And I'm very irritated when I think life is going to stop suddenly, and more irritated to realize it'll go on without me. I don't care for that at all. We have a great talent for life, you and I. Don't waste it.
The three actors in Daddy Nostalgia are almost perfectly balanced. If Odette Laure is tart and stiff and frightened, Jane Birkin is overwhelmingly warm and passionate and mercurial. And when Birkin's gush gets to be a little too much, Dirk Bogarde's suave irony seems to rein her in. Bogarde's performance, in fact, is almost too beautiful. The character he plays has been a successful, hedonistic, mindlessly selfish man, and it's hard to know where the wisdom and profundity we see in his character could have come from. The movie's full of discrepancies like that, and yet, in the end, they don't seem to matter much, because Daddy Nostalgia isn't about its characters, it's about emotions, about the way they surge and ebb, the way they enter faces and leave them, about the traces they leave behind. Can you imagine such a thing from an American filmmaker? You don't come out of Daddy Nostalgia feeling completely satisfied, but you do come out feeling grateful that there's still such a thing as the French cinema.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. Daddy Nostalgia is showing in New York and Los Angeles and opens wider early next month.